Michelle Moran from the Cedric Center with my weekly podcast recording just for you. The sole purpose of the Cedric Center is to support you to achieve a completely relaxed and easy relationship with food and with your body. We are committed to you being the best you can be, physically, mentally, and emotionally. To that end, I've created a program that helps you immediately understand why, even when you really want to stop, you keep getting hooked into the diet binge guilt cycle. And even better, my program teaches you three simple tools that will make it so you never feel stressed or anxious around food or in your body again. Did you hear that? Never feel stressed or anxious around food or in your body again. All you have to do is visit our blog or our website and take a look at some of our client comments, and you'll know that that statement is real. If you're ready to stop feeling stressed about food, you've definitely come to the right place. This week, I thought I'd share with you one of the weekly discussions and exercises from my new web-based program. This discussion is on the topic of natural eating. There's a copy of the natural eating handout on our blog. If you just go to the blog at cedriccenter.com and type in natural eating, it'll bring up an article about natural eating, and at the end is a handout you can print out for yourself. Many folks, when they hear the term natural eating, begin to imagine whole grains, vegetarianism, or perhaps even a raw food diet, something beyond wholesome, something restrictive, something granola cruncher-esque. Well, that's not what we mean at Cedric when we use that term. Natural eating for us means simply eating in response to your body's natural cues of hunger and fullness, and also to its signals of what it specifically needs. Yes, when you stop feeding or restricting your body from a purely reactive or emotional place, you find quite quickly that your body not only knows exactly how much it's hungry for and when, but it's also very clear and able to communicate to you quite clearly what it needs in order to feel its best. It really is effortless to eat naturally. It's the diet mentality that is the problem. The headspace you're in, the stories you tell yourself about what you're allowed and what others will think, the stories about what you have to weigh or what you have to look like in order to relax your rigid all-or-nothing approach to food and start listening to your body, those are the problem. Many clients have shared that they began our work together with the following story in their minds. I'll just get a little information now, then I'll go and diet and lose the weight, and then I'll come back and really start using these tools. Now, the obvious problem with that is that they've been dieting in some form or restricting in some form or focusing on food as the problem in some form for years already, in some cases decades by the time they come through our door. And yet, because of all of the all-or-nothing thinking, they can't see that at the same time as they're reaching out for something completely new as our work together, they're telling themselves they can't do it, they can't be successful, that they can't really trust themselves, and that the only real solution is to keep dieting, which they've already been doing unsuccessfully in some form for many, many years. Many times I've heard people say when they begin to understand but don't quite get how their diet mentality and misplaced efforts towards healing have undermined them, but if I stop dieting and do this natural eating thing, that would mean that all those years were a waste. I can't do that. I've been taught by diets and by society that I have to look a certain way, weigh a certain amount, and the only way to be that or do that is to restrict and focus on food. Even though the diet mentality hasn't actually worked yet in any lasting way, I can't possibly just trust my body. I can't let go of some external guideline and just listen to my body and my hunger and fullness cues. Okay. To any rational mind, that makes no sense at all. To persist at something you now understand will never work, only because you've been at it for so long? But having been immersed in that diet mentality or all-or-nothing brain for many years myself, I understand that completely. As much as those men and women understand intellectually that what they've been trying for so long can't work, it just doesn't work, they still, on some level, hope it can, because they don't know what else to do. And because they've been told by key people in their lives or by the diet industry that the problem is not the concept of restriction, the problem is them. Therefore, they can't really believe me. They can't really trust that it's that simple when they first walk through our door. They don't believe that they can actually trust their bodies because of the diet mentality training they've received. And the emphasis that has been placed on their weight and appearance is the key to their happiness and peace of mind. But that's the crux of the issue. The diet mentality that you've been taught to believe in is the problem, not you. And as long as you keep putting any faith or trust in the concept of restriction as leading to happiness, or as having anything at all but suffering to offer you, you will only stay stuck. You have to begin to get that. As soon as you can allow for the possibility that the diet mentality is the problem and not the food itself, you are beginning to step free. And you can be very quickly successful with this process of eating naturally and being a natural weight for your body without restriction, without dieting, without exercise. Yes, really, truly, I've done it. And many hundreds of people have walked through our door and have left with the same sense of satisfaction and peace and ease and freedom. So remember that natural eating handout is on our blog at cedriccenter.com. And just enter natural eating in order to access it. You can print that out for yourself. And that'll help you to understand the key points of natural eating. Things like eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're full. Things also like allowing yourself to have anything you want in moderation. About letting go of the guilt. About realizing the difference between when you're reaching for food because you're physically hungry versus because you're trying to meet some emotional need. The Cedric Center is all about helping you to learn the difference and to be able to attend to your emotional needs in life-enhancing and appropriate ways, not through the use of food to cope, whether through restriction, overeating, binging, purging, doesn't matter. The Cedric Center provides individual counseling to people all over the world. Also, our innovative web-based program offers you the experience of group support, teleclasses, videos, audio lessons, and more. Our products, including our signature book, Food is Not the Problem, Deal with What Is, CDs and videos, are also available on our website at www.cedriccenter.com. You can also contact me, Michelle Morand, toll-free at 1-866-383-0797 or via the Cedric Center website at any time. Until next week, know that the path to freedom is ready when you are, and we're here to walk you through. Have a great day.